Hello, and it's a joy to have this conversation with you as we begin a new week. This is a week of God's favor and God's goodness to you. I'm teaching the whole week on the subject of faith. What does faith do? When we say a person has faith, what will the faith do for the person? Mark chapter 11, verse 23 says, "For assuredly I say to you, whosoever saith to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." Faith moves mountains. And a mountain is an obstacle, something that stands in your way, something that seems fixed, settled, never moving, never changing, and it stands between you and the vision of your life. And each one of us has one mountain or the other that stands between us and where we want to go in life. And it seems to be a fixed thing in your life. Faith gives you the ability to move those things out of the way. Faith has the power to move mountains. Life would always give you a mountain. They come in different shapes. They will be there. So for some, they are mountain is a health challenge, some sickness that they're dealing with. For some, it's a situation they were born into. For some, it's something that is happening in their marriage. And it's a stumbling block. It's just standing between you and where God wants to take you. I believe that faith gives you the ability to move all those things out of your way. And I have a sense that the faith of God in you will move mountains out of your way. Faith gives us the power to overcome, not just to move mountains out of our way, but to overcome. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Our faith overcomes the world. And when the Bible talks about the world, it's not just the geographical dimensions of the world. It's talking about the things in the world, the systems of the world, the challenges of the world. And faith doesn't just move mountains out of the way, but faith helps us to overcome. And so today, by faith, you will move that mountain out of your way and you move that obstacle. I don't know what is standing before you this week or what has been standing before you this year. For some people, it's a virus. For some people, it's something else, maybe a financial challenge that stands between you and your destiny. But by faith, you can move those mountains out of your way. You don't just sit in life and watch a mountain or watch a situation get from bad to worse. You don't entertain impossibility in your life. God has called you to with the ability to move impossibilities out of your life. And I have a sense that in this season of your life, you begin to move impossibility out of your life. Things that have been there in your life for so long that you think are a permanent fixture in your life are going to move out of your life. So today, I want you to identify that mountain that seems fixed in your life. And I want you to say to the mountain, say with me, in the name of Jesus, I command you, mountain, and mention the name of that mountain. Say, I command you, mountain, to move out of my way in Jesus' name. I will overcome you. I have victory over you in Jesus' name. This is how we overcome. We overcome by faith, and we move mountains by faith. I will catch you again next week. I'll catch you again tomorrow. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.